Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. That's right, anti. I'm against it all. I heard it. Okay, I'm just kidding. Anyways, hey, I'm looking out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that are work so stinking hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working hard for you, because it isn't about time, it does. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can have that freedom to do what you love with those that you love whenever the heck you want. But on top of that, it's not just about your own life of comfort and convenience and freedom, but as you start to liberate yourself, you as a rippler start to create a ripple effect through the lives of others by blessing their lives, by being able to create a bigger impact in the world, by creating massive value, serving people, solving problems, and becoming someone who actually leaves an amazing footprint in this planet. And that's what I'm so happy to do, because I'm so happy I can be able to create my ripple effect through you, through those of you that are here joining us on the show. You're binging it, you're sharing this show with other people, and I love it. I appreciate it so much, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this movement that allows us to create massive change in the world. The truth is this, guys, is that there's no way I can do it myself. I need you guys to do that. And on top of that, in addition to that, the thing that we really need to do is that as we start to create a change in our own lives, we start to make the world a better place, especially when we do it the right way. We get rid of all the scarcity and fear-mongering that's going on in the world today. We create a life of faith, a life of hope. And that is the message I have for you guys right now, is there is hope, there is freedom. Right now, be able to create the life that you love and be able to have the ability and the freedom to do what you want with those that you want to be with. So again, thank you for joining us. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Some great information on there as well as our book, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that you can download for free. In fact, it includes great tips on how my average client has freed up $34,000 a year. And that's not even doing investing type stuff, guys. That's in addition to that kind of thing. So especially if you're saying, I want to find out more resources I can use to invest, check that out. It's awesome. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So today I kind of wanted to talk about a concept that came up, and I honestly don't remember why I put the note down, but I remember it's been on my mind on and off, right? And maybe it's just because, you know, when you get in the entrepreneur world from time to time, I'm getting more into the virtual online world, right? And I'm doing less and less with the face-to-face type stuff, unless it's my mastermind groups I'm a part of. And one thing I've noticed is that there's kind of this guru model that's still out there today. Because a lot of people in business, especially those that are speakers, trainers, coaches, whatever, right? They get in this mindset that they've got to be the guru. Like they got to be the all-knowing, all-powerful Oz, right? And that kind of thing. But you step behind the curtain half the time, you don't like what's behind there because you're like, that guy's a charlatan, or that person's, you know, just a complete wreck, you know, in their life, or they don't even practice what they preach, right? But even when you get the people that are good, those that actually do teach some good things, the problem is that you're always told things like, hey, you know, find someone successful and then copy that, right? And I can't tell you how many times I have heard people say this, and that's probably what spurred it, is I heard someone say, find someone who's successful and the things you want to be successful in and copy it. Follow them, copy it. Rinse, repeat, wax on, wax off, paint the fence up, down, right? That kind of thing. So I had to make a Karate Kid reference. There you go. That's what it's like, right? Like, it's always about, you know, hey, these people are successful. Just do exactly what they did, you know, follow them to the promised land. But I will tell you, in almost two decades of working with clients and even being that guy that was kind of the guru type person, especially in that first decade when I was helping people out, I'll tell you, it's kind of a wreck. It's not good. I actually truly believe that the guru model is outdated and should be out of here, right? Now, granted, if it's something like step-by-step, methodical, like everybody has to follow a certain process, especially if it's required by law or whatever it is, awesome, that's fine. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about keys to success, right? Like how people become successful, how people create wealth, or, you know, even health, even in the health arena, it's the same thing. You get these people out there, they're like fitness trainers that say, do it exactly this way, eat exactly these foods, and you will get the same exact result as everybody else. But then people follow that regimen, the few that actually do those things, and you see they'll get varying different results, right? It's the same thing with money. It's the same thing with business and everything. Is that the truth is you cannot copy someone exactly and get the same exact results as the next person. The truth is that we all have individual talents and abilities in different circumstances and situations. And you could do everything possible, but you know, if the mind's messed up, you get head trash, you could sabotage it anyways, right? But even if you didn't have the head trash, it's very possible that wouldn't work for you. Now, let me give you an example. Like, with my wife and I, we both are business owners, and we started to learn things about our own unique designs. You know, where are our strengths and our weaknesses, and where do we shine and where do we don't, or where we don't. And, you know, and as we looked at it, like my wife, for example, she said, like, you know, I remember when, you know, I would reach out to people and message people and just chat up conversations. And sometimes it would lead to business with those people. And that wasn't always my intention, but it would be that way, especially if I invited them to an event or something like that. Well, with her, if she would just reach out to people and invite them to an event, they would a lot of times get mad. So for her, what worked better is when they reached out to her, and this still works better for me too, but when they reached out to her, it was much easier conversation. But for me, even if I reached out, even if I'm just chatting, sometimes that conversation would come up naturally and it would be easier. You know, that's the kind of way it is. And so with our unique design, it's funny that we could do the same exact strategy. In fact, we even did it. I remember we were at a retreat where we did the same thing at the same time, got very different results. And it's not like she's not good at selling people or anything like that. She's very good. But it was just because of how she is, like her gifts and strengths versus mine, they aren't the same. And so when people tell you, hey, just find a successful person and do that. No, don't do it. It's not the strategy that counts. Now, you can learn stuff from the strategy, but know that everybody has a different technique. Give you an example. Another example in my own life, there's a business coach that said, Chris, you need to do it this way. And she wanted me to copy her model. She said, you know what, Chris, you've been doing, you know, you did six events, you know, live events this year. I would do like these 2.5 or 3 day events with clients and potential clients. I would, you know, put butts in seats, as they say, right? You know, doing all that stuff to fill those events, and then I'd get new clients from those events. And it got to a point where I started to think, and this is about, you know, end of 2015, I said, you know, I got to change this model, because I had done six events that year. I burned out, went through a divorce. Life was kind of sucking at the moment, right? And I was like, I don't feel good about this. And her recommendation was, and again, she's amazing, amazing business owner, amazing coach. But her recommendation was do 12 events, double it next year. But I almost burned out and went through a divorce with six events, right? I'm not saying that the events caused the divorce. That was not the cause and effect. But it was like, I was burned out. I didn't want to do that much. I worked so hard to try to get people in those seats and even coordinated with other people to do it too, and joint work. And that was just so hard. So I changed it. I said, I'm not going to do 12. I'm going to do 3 this next year. And I'm not going to try to put butts in seats. Instead, I'm just going to only invite people I think should be there, the people that are right people. It's the same thing I do with you guys. Like, you know, I love talking with you guys. Like, I love teaching you from this platform. And I even invite many of you to reach out to me, especially if you feel you're ready for me. Now, I purposely tease the show and get it to a point where I say, hey, if you're in this situation, you know, for example, you got at least $100,000 sitting in savings doing nothing, and or you've got at least $150,000 or whatever, you got some money sitting in equity in your house, right? You got these assets sitting around and that's not, you know, it could be doing better. Reach out to me. I guarantee I will probably find out, give you better results than anything you would pay me for that work, right? That's pretty simple. And I even subconsciously send out messages to you guys to say, hey, you're not ready for me, but you are, come, right? And I love that. So I started doing that same thing then. That's when I started to really do that, as I did that with those events. I was like, I don't want everybody just to be there just to fill seats. Just because they'll pay money, who cares? Like, I want to be working with people that are ready for me right now. Because why would I spend all this time doing it? I don't have to do it. That's the thing, is like, it's by choice. I don't have to do it. So the cool thing is, when I did that, I went from, instead of going from 6 to 12, and instead went down to 3, I made way more profit in those events than ever before. By, you know, now I do 2. And really, I often don't even invite outside people. Very rarely I will. For the most part, it's just my own clients I'll invite to it. So it's not even a money-making venture. It's actually a money consumption type of adventure for me when I do my 2 masterminds a year with my clients, when I get them to gather together. And, you know, but that's the thing, is that I had to go away from what she was saying to do this and this. Now, that was her model. Her model is very much like, now she does events like almost every week. She's doing events through her, and she had to get a big office, lots of staff and everything else. Guys, that wasn't for me. You know, so she said, hey, Chris, do this. This is what I'm doing. No, it doesn't work for me. That's the same thing with you. This is why even when I consult with my clients, I say, hey, they'll say, Chris, what would you do? I'm like, well, it doesn't matter what I would do because I'm not you, right? You know, I have my own biases, my own opinions, my own preferences and things that I like. My goal with you is to figure out, what are your preferences? What are the things that you would enjoy? That's why, like, I'll get clients that say, you know, I love real estate. I love business. Those are my 2 main focuses, is residual income through business, passive income through real estate, you know, and then even some notes and things like that, like different funds that I've paid, like AHP. I got money in AHP, for example, right? I'll do those kind of things. But, you know, but that's it. You know, that's my preference. Again, real estate is the thing I love when it comes to that passive investments. But I know it's not for everybody. Just like I had clients that said, I don't want anything with real estate. I only want to do these kind of, well, funny enough, they'll usually be real estate based, but they won't be like, you know, turnkey real estate. They might be like investing in syndications or funds that way, right? They might be investing in oil and gas and those kind of investments, or they might be somewhere else. Wherever it might be, that's awesome. And that's what I learned, is that the guru model does not work and should, in my opinion, for the most part, in where most people think they should be the guru, most of those people on stages and stuff should not be a guru, but instead be a guide. Not a guru, but a guide. Someone says, hey, let's figure out who you are. Who are you as a person? What do you want? And then figure out what matches up for you. And what happens, you get a customized experience every single time. So when someone asks me, they're like, Chris, what's like your typical, you know, with your clients, what's the typical kind of investments they'll do? It's like, it depends, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has different situations. And if they have similar situations, they might have different preferences causing them to do different things or putting money in different proportions in different places. And that's perfect. That's the beauty of it, is that it becomes about you, not just about do what I do. You know, I'll make it successful, you know, like that kind of stuff that, you know, a lot of times it's machismo type energy, you know, of like, you follow me, you'll be successful. You don't do what I do, your life will suck. You know, that's kind of what it's like, right? And it's not true. It's just not fact. The truth is that if you get guided along this path, you can create amazing results. And sometimes you might even be able to create better results than the person that got you there or started you on that path. That's the cool thing, guys, is that you can create amazing wealth and prosperity and success in your life without having to copy exactly the way somebody does it. You don't have to be a Gary Vee. In fact, I recommend almost everybody not become a Gary Vee, all right? You know, you don't have to be like, you know, freaking Elon Musk to become successful, because he's kind of crazy, right? You know, the guy doesn't even sleep. You know, you don't do that, guys. Like, you can live the life that you love. You can do it the way that you want and the way that matches up best for who you are and create success. But you have to be given permission to do it. I'm giving you permission right now that you don't have to copy others. If you're going to copy anything from successful people, this is what I would copy. Copy their mindset. And even then, take it with a grain of salt, because some mindsets are skewed based on emotions and experiences and everything else. But copy the real principles they teach. When I read a book from successful people, right, I'm learning more from what their perspective is, what got them to do those things. Not so much the strategy that they did, but what were they thinking? What was it that was going through their mind? And when you do that, when you start to say, like, well, why were they thinking that way? What was going through their head? How do I get to myself to that place where I can essentially think that way? It's kind of like when I was reading a book. It was called Why We Want You to Be Rich. It's by Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump. And it was interesting because Kiyosaki kind of had like this shock factor with Donald Trump. This is during the Apprentice days, right? This is not President Trump days. But he was like, when he went to see Donald Trump's operations, Robert Kiyosaki was blown away. Because Robert Kiyosaki realized he had a millionaire mindset, but Donald Trump had a billionaire mindset. And that was very, very different. And in fact, even Donald Trump chastised Robert Kiyosaki because he didn't treat his employees well. Donald's like, you got to treat your employees better. That is not the way you treat your employees, which, you know, I know from a lot of people that know Kiyosaki, they're like, yep, that's true. He's kind of a jerk sometimes, but he's awesome. He's cool, you know, and that's true, right? Like, so think of it from that standpoint of, you know, what is the real perspective behind that to help you get there? What's the perspective of that successful business owner you want to copy? What about the perspective that I'm trying to teach you from? Those principles. Because when you get in that person's head and you start to hear their words and the way they're saying the words, not so much what they're telling you to do, but how they think, you'll start to realize it becomes easier to adjust it and tweak it to your own strategy, your own way of doing things. So if there's anything you're going to copy, copy how do they think? What is the way that they think? What are their expectations? What are their vision? Because when you start to realize that it's their vision and the way that they think is what gets them there, strategies is just the minutiae, right? The real grand picture, the grand thing that gets people there that you can copy, that can help create success, is knowing what true principles they follow and the mindset that they have to go along with it. So guys, I hope you do it your way, right away. It sounds like a Burger King commercial, but you know, do it the way that works for you, right? So anyways, guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous day. See you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.